Most of us grew up believing that if we just worked harder, if we got the grades, kept everyone happy and stayed productive, then we'd finally feel good enough. Our parents weren't wrong to value effort. They simply lacked the language for emotional intelligence and self-compassion. They thought self-criticism built character. What they didn't realize was that constant striving can lead to burnout. We start chasing worthiness through busyness, trying to fix, prove, and perfect instead of resting, breathing, and accepting. And here's the thing. When self-acceptance is missing, life feels like a treadmill, always moving, never arriving. You're spinning 10 plates and still dropping one. You're trying to be a good parent, show up at work, take care of everyone else, and somehow also find time to work on yourself. But instead of feeling accomplished, you feel exhausted. You start wondering, what's wrong with me? But before we can accept ourselves, we have to understand between these two things: self-awareness and self-acceptance. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple and practical life lessons to help you develop your own social skills so that you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find these life lessons too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. Self-awareness is about recognition. It's noticing your emotions, your thoughts, your patterns of behavior, and understanding how they affect what you do, such as when you catch yourself being irritable after a long day, or you tend to say yes to everything, even when you're overwhelmed. You notice your tendency to compare yourself to others, which makes you feel like you're not enough. Self-awareness is your mirror. Self-acceptance, on the other hand, is the compassionate response to your self-awareness. It's what allows you to look in that mirror and say, I see my flaws, but they don't define who I am. I see my struggles, but I'm still worthy. Without self-acceptance, self-awareness can turn into shame. You become hyper-focused on everything you're doing wrong. But when you pair awareness with acceptance, something shifts. You stop wasting energy and start living authentically. That's when real growth, confidence, and change begin. Here's why this skill matters so much. When you can accept yourself as a work in progress, you permit yourself to be human. You can make mistakes and learn from them rather than beating yourself up. And then on those hard days, you don't question your entire self-worth. You may stumble, but you don't stay down. I learned this the hard way. As I've been building my Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate brand, I found it nearly impossible not to compare myself with other creators. I'd scroll through social media for inspiration and instead find myself thinking, I must suck because look at their views, comments, and likes. I'm not even close to those numbers. What's the point? But then I would catch myself and realize that other brands had been doing this for years longer than I had, and they had honed their skills and built their audience. So I did something different. I looked back at my first three podcast episodes and compared them to the ones I'm making now and realized how far I've come. That's self-acceptance in action. The shift wasn't about working harder. It was about being gentler with myself while still pushing forward. So how do you actually build this social skill? Here are 7 lessons for life about loving yourself that I've learned, and I hope they will help you too. First, catch your inner critic in action. Become aware of how you speak to yourself and then reframe that inner voice. Ask yourself this: would I say this to my child or my best friend? If the answer is no, then don't say it to yourself. That voice telling you that you're not good enough, that you should have done better, that you're behind, that's your inner critic. And it's usually just trying to protect you. But protection through shame doesn't work. It only makes you smaller. Second, shift from perfection to progress. Replace "I should have done better" with "I did my best for today, and I'm okay with that." Tomorrow is another day. Progress counts, even if it's small. That tiny win you had today, it matters. It's momentum. It's proof that you're moving forward. And third, celebrate tiny wins. Set realistic goals and celebrate your achievements, no matter how minor they seem. Right after a win, acknowledge it. Do a happy dance. Punch the air. Whatever works for you. Because here's what's happening in that moment. You're rewiring your brain to recognize that you are enough. Most of us only notice what we didn't do. We rarely pause to acknowledge what we did. And fourth, use the negative self-talk swap. Catch yourself when you say or think, "I messed that up," and immediately add, "And that's how I learn." This is a mindset shift that turns mistakes into momentum. Instead of shame, you're creating curiosity. Instead of staying stuck, you're moving forward. Your mistakes aren't failures, they're education. And fifth, learn to recognize and acknowledge your strengths. Make a list of your talents, your abilities, and the kind actions you've taken. Write down the time someone appreciated you or benefited from who you are. Review this list regularly and let it remind you of who you actually are, not who you think you should be. And sixth, use positive affirmations, but make them personal. This one was a game changer for me. I started recording my own affirmations using a simple app, such as phrases about my worth, my health, and my goals. Then I listened to them regularly, while walking, in the shower, anytime I had a few quick minutes. Hearing your own voice speak truth and encouragement is incredibly powerful. It rewires your mind to focus on what's right about you instead of what's wrong. Give it a try. It's one of the easiest ways to shift your thoughts towards self-acceptance. And last, number 7, forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself isn't easy. We all have moments we look back on and think, "I really messed that up." Those memories can bring waves of shame or guilt. When that happens, remind yourself of this truth. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. Then practice letting go, maybe by writing a short forgiveness letter to yourself, or simply taking a quiet moment to say, "I release this. I forgive myself." Forgiveness is about making peace with your past, which allows you to move forward. And here's something else I want you to know if you're a parent. Your kids are watching. Children learn self-acceptance by watching how we respond to imperfection. They're learning it every single day. When you make a mistake and calmly say, "That's okay, I'll fix it," you're teaching them resilience. When you compliment yourself out loud and say, "I'm proud that I stayed patient today," they're learning that it's okay to acknowledge your own goodness. And when you take a break without apologizing and say, "I need a few minutes to rest so I can come back calmer," you're teaching them that being human isn't something to hide, it's something to embrace. The truth is, self-acceptance isn't weakness. It's what gives you the strength to keep going. It's the foundation for everything else: better relationships, clearer choices, and more authentic living. And it starts the moment you decide that you're worth being gentle with. In conclusion, self-awareness and self-acceptance are two different things. Awareness shows you what's there, but self-acceptance is what allows you to change without shame. Self-acceptance is a social skill and not about being perfect. Try one of these 7 lessons for life, especially on the hard days. And the way you treat yourself matters to everyone watching. Your kids learn self-worth by seeing how you treat yourself with compassion. Whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk things through with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we want to be. Listening is great, but nothing changes if you don't actually use what you've just learned. So, pick one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when the magic happens. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?